天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们，主内平安，我是何晨星，很高兴今天与您在天路导向节目相遇。后疫情时代还未结束， COVID-19 病毒还未消失，人们都处在焦虑恐慌之中。麦克牧师今天继续和我们分享第七个积极生活的秘诀，成为一个使人与神和好的使者。
Hello, listening friends, and welcome to this broadcast.
亲爱的朋友，你好，欢迎你收听今天的节目。
If you are joining us for the first time in this series of messages,
如果你是第一次收听我们这个系列信息，
we have been studying the 15 secrets of positive living from 2 Corinthians.
我们正在查考哥林多后书里所教导的15个积极生活的秘诀。
And so far, we have seen 6 of those 15 secrets.
到目前为止，我们已经看过15个秘诀里的前6个秘诀了。
And today, I'll share with you the 7th secret for positive living.
今天我要跟你分享第七个积极生活的秘诀。
But I want to begin by giving you an illustration.
首先，让我给你举个例子。
People around the world are aware of the danger of bird flu.
现在世界各地的人都听说了禽流感的危险性。
When the flu was first discovered, some experts warned that the bird flu could kill as many as 1 billion people worldwide.
当禽流感刚被发现时，有些专家提出警告说，全世界可能有10亿人死于禽流感。
So far, there is no natural immune for that possible plague.
直到今天，仍没有发现任何天然的免疫可以预防这种瘟疫。
And there's only one medicine that can treat it.
只有一种药可以治疗这病。
And this one medicine is only manufactured by only one pharmaceutical company in the world.
而全世界只有一间药厂可以制造这唯一的药。
And that company cannot keep up with the unbelievable demand for stockpiling that medicine.
对这种药的需求量之大，令人难以置信，以致这间制药厂根本来不及供应。
When I first heard of this possible threat,
当我第一次听说了这种病所带来的可能的威胁，
I could not help but think of another plague.
我不禁想起了另一种瘟疫。
A far more deadly plague.
是更致命、更危险的瘟疫。
A plague that is not only possible, but is already in existence.
这种瘟疫不仅有被感染的可能性，而是已经感染了。
A plague that is not only a threat to just the body, but the soul as well.
这种瘟疫不只威胁我们身体的健康，更危及我们灵魂的存亡。
A plague that infects every newborn baby.
这种瘟疫感染了每一个出生的婴儿。
The plague that I'm talking about is what the Bible calls the original sin.
我所说的这种瘟疫就是圣经所说的原罪。
We are all born with it.
我们生来就带着原罪。
The symptoms of this plague includes the following.
这种瘟疫的症状如下。
Wanting your own way and not God's way all the time.
总是要照着自己的意思行，而不是神的旨意。
Enmity and resentment toward God for wanting us to obey Him.
对神抱着敌意和怨恨，不肯顺服他。
Resistance to the fact that He provided only one medicine, one cure for that original sin plague.
拒绝神为我们预备的唯一解药，也就是对原罪唯一的治疗。
a severe frustration when we refuse to accept that one and only cure.
当我们拒绝了这唯一的治疗，我们就会产生严重的抑郁。
Refusal to accept the cure can lead to eternity in torment and pain.
拒绝接受治疗就会导致永恒的痛苦和煎熬。
But the good news is this.
但有个好消息要告诉你。
Those who receive the medicine are not only cured, they experience deliverance, joy, and a desire to recommend this cure to everybody else.
接受了医药的人不但得到痊愈，更经历了得救的喜乐，并且很乐意把这药的疗效介绍给所有的人。
That cure is available to everyone, everywhere, who will avail themselves to the medicine.
不论是谁，在任何地方，只要你愿意接受这药，你就可以得到医治。
What is that medicine?
这是什么药呢？
Let me tell you about it.
就让我来告诉你吧。
It produces reconciliation with God.
这药可以使你与神和好。
Relief from guilt.
解除罪疚。
And assures us of a bright eternal future.
并保证将来永恒光明的归宿。
It cures not only the disease, but the consequences of the disease.
不仅能医好疾病本身，同时也消除了疾病的后遗症。
And it provides a permanent immunity against the disease.
还提供了对这病永远的免疫力。
It is not merely the recovering from the disease, but it is the total transformation from that disease.
不仅从疾病中康复，更能带来完全的更新。
It's a transformation from death to life.
出死入生。
And all of this became possible because somebody paid the price for the medicine.
这些效果的实现都是因为有人已经付清了医药费。
My listening friend, listen carefully.
亲爱的朋友，请仔细听我说。
There can be no reconciliation without a price.
要和好就要付代价。
And our God paid the price for us to be reconciled with him.
我们的神亲自付出代价，使我们可以跟他和好。
Our reconciliation with him required the death of his only son.
我们与神和好的代价就是他独生子的死。
But the son willingly put his life down for our sake.
神的儿子甘心为我们舍命。
For anyone who is reconciled with God,
为了每一个愿意与神和好的人，
For anyone who has received the only cure from God,
为了每一个愿意接受神给予我们唯一治疗罪的医药的人，
They are given another very important privilege.
神也赋予他们一项特殊的重任。
They are called ambassadors.
他们被称为大使。
Ambassadors are an instrument of reconciliation.
大使也就是使人和睦的媒介。
The ambassadors of Christ point people to the only way that they can be reconciled to God.
基督的使者为人指出与神和好的唯一途径。
And that is the seventh secret for positive living.
这也是积极生活的第七个秘诀。
To be ambassadors of reconciliation.
成为一个使人与神和好的使者。
In the ancient days,
在古老的时代，
The greatest honor that a king could give one of his subjects was to appoint that person to be his ambassador to another country.
一国之君赐给他的臣民最高的荣誉就是指派他成为驻守别国的大使。
In the ancient days, the title of ambassador was much higher than it is today.
在古老的时代，国家大使的地位远超过现代的大使。
Back then, when the ambassador spoke, it was understood that the king had spoken.
那个时代，大使的一句话就被视为国王的圣旨。
The ambassador did not act on his own.
大使的一举一动都不是站在自己的地位上。
But on behalf of his king.
而是站在国王的地位上的。
The ambassador did not represent himself, but his king.
大使不是代表他自己，而是代表他的国王。
The ambassador lived as a foreigner in a foreign land.
大使是住在外国的外国人。
Because all of his authority came from his king in his home country.
他拥有的权柄来自他祖国的国王。
And this is how it worked.
事实上呢？
The more powerful the king, the greater the responsibility of the ambassador.
国王的权势越大，这个大使的责任越重。
And so, my listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully.
所以，亲爱的朋友，请你专心听我说。
One of our colossal failures as believers in the 21st century is this.
我们这些21世纪的基督徒最大的失败在于
that we have often failed to realize that we are ambassadors of the King of Kings.
我们往往忘记了自己身为万王之王大使的身份。
We often fail to comprehend the power of our king.
我们往往没有认识到我们的王多么有能力。
The glory of our king.
我们的王多么荣耀。
The authority of our king.
我们的王多么有权威。
The message of our king.
我们的王的信息多么奇妙。
He not only made us ambassadors.
他不仅让我们成为他的大使。
But he authorized us to announce to the world the message of his cure of that original sin plague.
他更授权我们向这个世界宣告他为原罪这种瘟疫所提供的良药。
And that is how the Apostle Paul viewed himself.
使徒保罗就是以这种身份看待自己的。
He lived for the purpose of telling the good news to those who have never heard about the cure.
他活着只是为了一个目的，就是要把好消息告诉那些从未听过这种药方的人。
He did not allow his enemies to slow him down from the high calling of being an ambassador of the King of Kings.
他绝不容许敌人拖累他，不去回应万王之王要他成为大使的最高呼召。
He would not allow his critics to stop him from experiencing the power of positive living.
他也不容许批评他的人拦阻他活出积极生活的能力。
There were two things that lifted Paul up in the midst of horrendous and vicious attack.
当保罗遭遇残酷恶毒的攻击时，有两件事实鼓舞了他。
First,
第一件
that Jesus who is perfect, sinless Son of God, died for him to reconcile him with God the Father.
神的儿子，完美无罪的耶稣为他而死，以致他可以跟父神和好。
And secondly,
第二
God called him to be his ambassador.
神呼召他成为基督的使者。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 11 to 17,
哥林多后书第五章十一到十七节那里
，Paul gently and lovingly and yet firmly defends himself against his attackers' accusations.
保罗怀着爱心、温柔却坚定的对攻击他、控诉他的人提出辩解。
And then very quickly, in verses 18 to 21, he focuses on the unparalleled privilege that God gave him.
紧接着在十八到二十一节那里，他集中注意力在神赋予他无可比拟的特权上。
But God gave each believer that same privilege too.
其实神赋予每一个基督徒同样的特权。
Paul did not say, I am an ambassador.
保罗并不是说我做基督的使者。
No.
不是。
He said, we are ambassadors.
他乃是说我们做基督的使者。
God not only redeemed us and saved us eternally,
神不仅救赎我们，拯救我们进入永生。
God not only reconciled us to himself and adopted us as his heirs,
神不仅让我们与他和好，收纳我们成为他的后嗣。
He also called us to be ambassadors.
他更呼召我们做他的使者。
Whatever your earthly job may be, you can call yourself an ambassador.
不论你从事哪一个行业，你都可以称自己为大使。
Because you speak for the King of Glory.
因为你是为荣耀的王发言的。
You act on behalf of the King of Glory.
你是替荣耀的王做事的。
You have the king's authority to proclaim the message of reconciliation to God.
国王授权你去宣告与神和好的信息。
And when you begin to see your life as an ambassador of Jesus Christ,
当你开始以耶稣基督的使者这身份自居时，
nothing and no one can depress you for very long time.
没有任何人或任何事可以长久地压抑你。
Just like you, I face discouragements.
我跟你一样，也有沮丧的时候。
Just like you, I face pressures.
我跟你一样要面对压力。
Just like you, I face challenges.
我跟你一样要面对挑战。
And the devil uses these to try to push me down and keep me down.
魔鬼利用这一切来打击我，使我跌倒，不让我爬起来。
But the reason that I cannot stay down for too long is the seventh secret of positive living.
但我之所以能很快地爬起来，原因就在于积极生活的第七个秘诀。
I remind myself of whose power I have.
我提醒自己，我拥有谁的能力。
I remind myself of who commissioned me.
我提醒自己，是谁差遣了我。
I remind myself of the privilege that he gave me.
我提醒自己，神赋予我的特权。
I remind myself of the title ambassador.
我提醒自己，我具备大使的身份。
I remind myself of who I'm speaking for.
我提醒自己，我是替谁发言的。
And then I realize that I may be nothing, but he is everything.
我也意识到，我虽然是无名小卒，但他却是万有之主。
That will lift you up in a hurry.
你立刻就会受到鼓舞。
Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ.
所以我们做基督的使者。
As though God were making his appeal through us.
就好像神借着我们劝你们一样。
We beg you on behalf of Christ.
我们替基督求你们。
Be reconciled to God.
与神和好。
What an honor each one of us has.
我们是多么的荣幸啊。
What a privilege each one has been given.
我们得到了多大的殊荣啊。
My listening friend, we're about to conclude.
亲爱的朋友，快要结束了。
But I cannot conclude without asking this question.
结束之前，我必须问这个问题。
Someone may be listening today who have never been reconciled to God.
今天在我们的朋友当中，可能还有人没有与神和好。
Some may have resentment toward God.
有些人甚至可能怨恨神。
Some of you may be angry with God.
有些人可能对神怀着怒气。
My dear friend, God is opening his arms to you right now.
我亲爱的朋友，现在神向你伸出双臂。
He is inviting you to come and be reconciled with him.
他邀请你来与他和好。
He is inviting you to come and surrender to him.
他邀请你来向他降服。
To trust him.
信靠他。
He is your cure.
他能医治你。
And he will not only become your Savior and Lord, but also your friend.
他不仅要成为你的救主，你生命的主宰，他更要做你的朋友。
Don't miss this chance.
不要错过这个机会。
If the Holy Spirit is speaking to you,
圣灵正在跟你说话。
Please pray with me this simple prayer.
请你跟着我做这个简短的祷告。
Lord God, I come to you.
主神，我来到你面前。
To be reconciled with you.
愿意与你和好。
I thank you for Jesus who is making it possible to be reconciled with you.
感谢你借着耶稣使我能与你和好。
I receive you into my life.
我愿接受你进入我的生命。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目时间再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。我们生来就带有原罪，我们是罪人，需要耶稣基督宝血来洁净，与神和好。神独生爱子甘心为我们舍命，使我们成为圣洁的子民。求神帮助我们成为基督的使者，成为一个使人与神和好的使者。千万别忘记了我们的身份，我们是万王之王大使的身份。感谢赞美主。亲爱的听众朋友们，感谢您收听天路导向节目，我们明天再会，愿神赐福您。
我宣告，在我里面有，我是永远。